Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Wow, what a powerful energy we have swirling in the studio today. Oh, can you feel it? How you guys doing? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. That's world's most listened to internet talk radio station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. We have a very, very special show lined up for you guys today. Now, as you know, being the vibration station, I almost could say pride. Well, we exercise the idea that you have infinite, ever-expanding control over yourself, your feelings, thoughts, emotions, your reality. How do we go about controlling this reality, these emotions, and this beautiful bodies, these beautiful bodies that we've been blessed with? Well, that's where Micheline Nader comes in. We have a very special guest lined up for you today. I would like to welcome the one and only Micheline Nader. Welcome to the Vibration Station. It is such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, David. I'm so excited to be with you on your show. I love your show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And we here at the Vibration Station love you, Micheline. We love you so much. Not just because of the person who you are, not just, of course, that's a part of it, not just the things that you have done, but specifically what I love you. You're amazing. I love you so much. I love just as much as I love you, I love what you have done. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we are here today, this Sunday, is because we've been blessed with an extremely powerful book, a journey, you could call it, to self-discovery, right? The Dolphin's Dance, discover your true self through a powerful five-step journey into conscious awareness. By Micheline Nader. First and foremost,
thank you, Dave. I really love you too. I love who you are, what you stand for. Oh. I love your age, and I am so hopeful for the planet, because what you do is extremely advanced. It's extremely evolved. And I wish when I had your age, I was that evolved and I could change my vibration the way you do it.
Oh, you are so sweet. I mean, that touches my heart. I can't tell you how you just put butterflies in my stomach. And I really, really appreciate that. I have to say, I would not be who I am today if it wasn't for you, and if it wasn't for people like you, and if it wasn't for the, you know, Micheline Naders of the planet, if it was not for your desire to spread such an amazing message, my generation would not have the tools to be as conscious as we choose to be today. So it really, you know, I thank you so much, and that touches my heart, and that means the world to me. But really, that's a product of your doing. You know, that is a product of you stepping up to the plate and saying, I need to write this is not a book, this is a Bible, this is a guide, this is a hand, this is like a, it's a Bible for your consciousness to get back to the wholeness of who you are. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But really, really, this book, this guidebook is basically everything that the human being needs to do and needs to know in order to maintain their ever-expanding journey of self-discovery. That's why I love Micheline, and that's why I love the Dolphin's Dance. Now, there's a couple questions that I have for you, just so we can kind of get in, we can have the listeners understand a little bit better as to exactly what the book is about and who you are, what you're about. My first question for you is, Micheline, how did you get inspired to write such a powerful and inspiring and empowering book?
It all starts with one's personal journey, and this is how it started for me. My own personal journey into conscious awareness, where I had to deal with a lot of losses when I was young, and I turned my losses into catalyst to become more and more of a seeker. I became a self-empowerment junkie since I was very young. So I went to seminars, workshops, read books, and then tried to make sense of what really was happening in my life and who am I as a person beyond the physicality of my body.
Wow. That's amazing.
I became an entrepreneur and I had a successful business life, I still was searching and I still was seeking, because I was still feeling those feelings that you talk about, or those emotions, or these patterns that were in the way of my total self-expression. So I had to dig more and more. And every time I found an element and put it in practice and coached people with it, found that this was like creating great impact. So once the process became mature enough, I sold my business and I decided to write it and share it with the world.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, what you've done is literally the dream of millions and millions of people. The only thing that I think is holding them back is the fear that it's not going to work out for them, right? So, first and foremost, kudos to you.
I'm
so grateful that you did make that conscious and deliberate choice to lead a life of light. You're a light leader. You know, people talk about light workers. You've heard the term, you know, light workers. Well, what's a light worker? A light worker is someone that is tuned in, tapped in, turned on, understands that they are not, in the words of Rumi, they are not just one, they're not just one drop in the entire ocean, but the entire ocean in one drop. It's kind of exercising that understanding. So, Micheline, thank you so much for making the sacrifices that you did in your life to bring this knowledge to the forefronts of the collective consciousness in today's world.
Thank you, Dave. I must tell you that for me, the year and a half during which I wrote the process of the Dolphin's Dance, that period was the greatest time of my life.
Wow.
Everything came together, connecting the dots, and I was, as I was birthing this process, the process was also working within me. It yes. was wonderful.
Wow.
For me, it wasn't a sacrifice. What I feel right now
beautiful.
Is as we're doing the work is also doing us.
Yes.
Really.
Yes, absolutely. And anything, at least I believe, that anything that is in true alignment with the wholeness of who you are is going to feel that way. If it's draining, if it's energetically or even emotionally, which is energetically draining or stressful, or it when you think about it, it brings a negative emotion in your body, that is not in alignment with, as you said earlier, this non-physical bigger part of you. That's the physical kind of ego, fear-based aspect of the human consciousness that kind of holds us back, right? And
exactly,
that's really powerful that you were able to transcend that and really turn that in to a beautiful message for not only yourself but our planet. You really, really have spread an amazing message here. Micheline, if you don't mind, I'd like to let the listeners know a little bit about who you are. So, Micheline Nader is a healthcare entrepreneur with extensive expertise in hospital administration, long-term care, and healthcare management. In addition to her professional expertise in traditional healthcare management, Mrs. Nader has a keen interest in the fields of complementary medicine and personal transformation. That is so awesome. Mrs. Nader holds a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing and a Master's of Public Health. That's a concentration hospital administration from New York State University, American University of Beirut, and a doctoral degree in healthcare management from Paris Dauphine University, France, if I didn't butcher that. Mrs. Nader was the founder and CEO of Blue Dolphin Real Estate, LLC, and Blue Dolphin, LTC, LLC, that specialized in acquiring and managing nursing homes. Well, that in itself is super high vibration. You're putting yourself out there to manage the healing, the health of people that are in need of it. That's really powerful. The chain grew to 5 facilities and 360 beds until it was successfully sold to Add Healthcare Systems, ADK, in 2011. Mrs. Nader also founded Blue Dolphin Health Management Incorporated, a consulting firm specialized in managing long-term care facilities. In addition, Mrs. Nader founded Blue Dolphin Forum, LLC, a consulting firm specialized in designing value creation pathways for organizations at different stages of their corporate life cycle. This is so cool. Mrs. Nader was adjunct professor in hospital management at the Ecole. Wow, is it that's French?
Yes, which is in France.
I'm
helping you.
I unfortunately haven't gotten around to learning how to speak French yet. But how do you pronounce that, Micheline? So you were an adjunct professor in hospital management at the Ecole Supérieure de Commerce.
They call it ESCP in France. It's
beautiful.
One of the elite colleges, business colleges.
Wow. So so the ESCP, if people, you know, if they want to recognize it, they can recognize that as the ESCP. Basically, it is one of the leading universities in France. She also served as a chairman of the board of the Willow Tree Foundation and a trustee of the Alpha Raven Foundation. She's currently a board member of the Open Future Institute and an advisory board member at the Rothman Institute of Entrepreneurship at Fairleigh Dickinson University. That is Micheline Nader. Now, if you want to be blessed enough to communicate with someone that has gotten some stuff done in their life, who knows how to be a deliberate creator, who knows how to raise the vibration of her planet, Micheline is your girl. You are so
thanks,
cool.
Babe.
It is so true. Michelle,
it is beyond that. It's the human being and just this experience that makes it that as an entrepreneur, I wanted to find a method that works and produces results for people. And I wanted something that would be simple and pragmatic for also young people who probably do not choose to be spiritual or do not choose to go into psychology, yet they are really interested in changing and transforming their lives.
Wow. That is so powerful. You've basically opened up a platform for anyone and everyone that feels this calling to a higher power. You've opened up the ability for them to resonate with this higher power through your work, through your knowledge and what you have to spread to the world. Micheline, that is such a powerful and inspiring impact that you've made on the planet.
Thank you, Dave. I really wanted it to be an easy tool, a simple tool to transform one's life and live with conscious awareness and be also experiential. So it is a tool that is a self-empowerment into five steps that is experiential and designed for anyone at any age.
Yes.
who really wants to live a fully expressed life free from the past limitations of their beliefs and their emotional traumas and their patterns.
Wow.
So this was really the intention of the Dolphins Dance. And now, since February, the Dolphins Dance has been published, and the reception is incredible.
Yes.
People are receiving it this way, and they're experiencing really what was intended for them to experience, which makes my heart really, really,
wow.
Right now, open more and more.
That's amazing.
Recently, in some of the workshops that we have done, we had even, you know, how I thought that my audience was going to be mostly women of a certain age.
Yes.
And actually, it's not at all.
Yes.
It's of all ages. It's men are opening up. And
they really are.
My audience right now is 45% men and
wow.
Of all ages, which is great.
That
which is really, really, absolutely I'm really happy that it's resonating with them.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it really is resonating with the mass consciousness. And I would say the reason why is because you have been resonating with your higher self. You have found this super powerful ability to tune into something, tune into this knowledge, tune into this understanding. And one of my favorite aspects of this book, The Dolphin's Dance, is how simple it is to grasp, right? There's so many books out there on consciousness and spirituality, right? But a lot of them can get very, very confusing. A lot of them can get very confusing very fast. you know, you start opening the pages, and if you haven't already read up on some quantum physics, or you already don't know about, you know, parallel realities and quantum and, you know, all the, you know, law of attraction and, you know, if you don't already know about all this stuff, you're not going to really know what 99% of these books are referring to, because they have this preconceived knowledge that's already written. It's like, if you pick this book up, you're already supposed to know what all of this stuff means. But with your book, which I love, is literally anybody with any belief system from anywhere can pick up this book, can read it, and can fully understand it. They can grasp it, and they can use it as a tool to literally raise your vibration. They can use this as a tool to find who they are, what they want to do in life, how they're going to get there in life, and anything else that has the potential of offering them a greater joy. I love that. I love that. I love that. I love that it's so simple to grasp, but at the same time has such an empowering message. You did a really, really great job, Micheline, of blending a somewhat confusing concept with a really simple way of going about it. So Touche to you. You're awesome.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes.
It is really the intention.
Yes.
It was the intention, and I'm really happy with the results. It's simple, but it's not simplistic because it takes all the big principles that you talk about so nicely and so openly about creating your reality, about also increasing your vibration.
Yes.
It takes all the big principles of transcending duality. It takes the principles of forgiveness and love. It takes the big principles of attracting the things that you want to your
yes.
life,
yes.
and also connecting to higher consciousness. So it takes all these principles, but it takes them and makes them, demystifies them, and puts them in a simple tool that is very accessible to the reader, because if any of the constructs of the identity signature or the emotional logo that I discuss in the book arise, then the reader is able to identify it. And if he chooses or she chooses, they're able to change it and flip it like the flip of the dolphin.
Yes. I love that. This right here, I think, is the question that is going to define for people exactly what where the book is rooted. So I'm just going to go out there and I'm just going to ask it, all right? What is the dolphin's dance?
So as we said, the Dolphin's Dance, it's the self-empowerment experiential five-step process.
Yes.
Designed for anyone trying to live a fully expressed life free from the past.
Yes.
It gives the readers a simple tool and easy access to break free from the limitations of the past and connect them to a higher consciousness. While connecting to higher consciousness, we are also connecting to our purpose and life.
Wow. Wow. You are really amazing. That is beautifully said. I mean, beautifully said. That was that. This definitely was something that you have channeled from the angels, from your higher self. You know, this is something that you have definitely tuned in to a higher consciousness to share with the world, I believe. And something that I love, when I first heard the title, The Dolphin's Dance, Micheline, I know that you did not know this, but the dolphin is my favorite mammal, right? The dolphin is actually my favorite animal. And the reason being its connection with Sirius, and you know, whales as well, but mm-hmm. the dolphins, personally, I was just little bit of information about David and how this resonates so deeply with me. I was actually born on a boat and lived for the first couple years of my life on a boat, and I was constantly surrounded by dolphins. There's one thing that I remember is constantly seeing dolphins. They would always ride right next to the boat and just like swim with us, right? And this is when I was a child, and I've been blessed enough to where my family has been able to have boats throughout my life, and anytime I ever go out, dolphins will find me. And
wow.
When I read the dolphin's dance, I was ecstatic that I got to have you here on the show, because I have such a powerful connection with this animal, and I know that through, and I've watched a couple documentaries and read a couple other books regarding the connection, the Sirian connection with dolphins and whales and oceanic mammals. But mm-hmm. basically, they are, and their brains work like advanced humans.
Yes.
You know?
Actually, they have the very highly developed brain with the three frontal lobes. The dolphin is able to sleep while being awake. And
wow.
So it's a great symbol of conscious awareness as a metaphor.
Yes. Yes.
And the flow of the dolphin with conscious awareness, the jump of the dolphin, the dive when we want to dive deep, the flip of the dolphin that I just said to flip our game, and the playfulness.
Yes.
Because I found out that whenever we clear the junk within, we open up the space where we connect to our inner self that is directly connected to higher consciousness, we become happier and we play more and we become grateful and joyful. And joy is one of those higher vibrations, I feel.
If
you
want to,
you know, increase your vibration and you can tap into that joyfulness, you're able to increase your vibration in the moment.
Absolutely, absolutely, you are. I love the correlations with the dolphin's movements with the human experience. I mean, it really does go hand in hand. It's so powerful. And come to think of it, maybe if human beings took lessons from the dolphins and learned their ways, we could evolve our planet that much quicker. I have a couple, I have a plethora of questions that I know the listeners would just love to know, and I would love to know as well. So, now that we know what the dolphin dance is, where basically, you know, each movement of the dolphin represents, you know, that alignment with the highest self, how did you develop the dolphin dance process?
So let me tell you a little bit. The five stages of the dance, of the dolphin's dance,
beautiful,
are based on an acronym of the dance. The stage one would be to discover our emotions. Stage two, the A, stands for awaken to our beliefs. The N in the dance stands for name our patterns. And the C, to cancel out our polarities. The E would stand for embracing our true self.
Yes, I love that.
So each stage is based on a well-researched and documented concept, but each stage is illustrated with stories from my own life experience or from people whom I personally know.
I love that.
So each step of the process includes experiential exercises to trigger the reader's own reflection. The first three stages of the dance are about self-discovery and awareness, that we very well know that if we don't know and we're not aware of what's working inside ourselves, we cannot claim to be consciously aware, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But by being aware, we don't transform it all the way. I mean, it's the beginning of transformation, but it's not. It takes really a decision, a choice from us to change and transform our negative beliefs. So the last two stages teach us how to transform our negative beliefs, patterns of behavior, if we choose so.
Yes.
And the last part gives us a tool to flip our experience in the moment that I was telling you about, the quick step dance on the go.
Right.
So initially, this book is of practice and active self-inquiry, but each element of this dance, I came to it because I had to experience it for myself, and each element was so very important. So my process became complete in me. I wanted to write about discovering our emotions and our beliefs and our patterns and our shadow pattern and how to transform them. But at the same time, when it came all together in a dance of consciousness, I call it the dance of consciousness.
I love that.
It's like a cosmic consciousness, right?
I'm going to quote you on that. I love that. The Dance of Consciousness by Micheline Nader. Yes. Wow.
You know, so that's what it is. And actually, I started 21 years ago. I had a series of dreams, and I talk about these in my book, where every night I dream of something that I've done that was negative towards someone, like towards my mom. Uh-huh. Let's say I yelled at her, and then I dream of something that is positive that I've done to her, like I helped her. And in my dream, I see the two things clash with each other, and I would see light in my dream.
Wow.
And these series of dreams happened over, I don't know if it was a month, but it happens over many days. And every day I would wake up with this feeling, oh my God, what's happening to me? I'm lighter and lighter. But I couldn't make sense of what was happening.
That's amazing.
But after these series of dreams, I was meditating one day and I saw the dolphin. And then a friend of mine came and she brought me a gift, which was a dolphin statue.
Wow.
So when the process became mature, meaning that all the elements of these pieces were like clear, if we want to, yes. You know, get this transformation, this is what we need to do. Yes. And I started writing. Then what happened, the dream came very, became very present in my life. And I realized that in my dream, when I canceled the polarities of the good and bad, and I transcended these polarities of good and bad, I saw the light. And that light was the light within, which is really connected to the light of consciousness.
Yes.
So we all have this light.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything in existence is this light, is this love, right?
Yes.
Would you say, yes, so we all have the ability to tap into this infinite, almost omnipotent source of knowledge if we choose to. I guess it just is a matter of whether we're vibrationally ready for it or not.
That's very true. And sometimes we choose to, and you hear a lot of people, and I'm sure like through your radio station and interviewing people, you hear people tell you, well, we know what we need to do. We know that we need to change our thoughts, but we can't. We wake up with the same thoughts and with the same beliefs. And this is absolutely true because it has happened to me too. You know, that's why I feel that, Dave, you're blessed. Because when I was your age, I didn't know that. But then when I knew that and I wanted to change it, I would still encounter those thoughts and beliefs coming from a verdict, that little voice, I can't do it by myself.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That is so cool. So, Micheline, how did your journey into conscious awareness begin in the first place?
So, let's define first conscious awareness, really. The conscious awareness is the state of being aware of one's own existence,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
it's not something that we get. It's something we unearth within ourselves. So within all of us, there is an awareness, a supreme awareness that is still and conscious at all times.
Yes.
So the process of conscious awareness is a process where, by which our unconscious mind becomes conscious. Like Freud would say, it's the Jung would say, it's the individuation process. Our conscious mind to tap into our unconscious mind and get it out. Why should we become so? To answer your question. Once I started delving into my own conscious awareness,
yes.
When I started wanting to know consciously what was going on with me, the process has started.
Wow.
And why should we become really consciously aware? Because 90% of all the learning and habits are formed by the age of 7 and become subconscious.
Wow.
So it is that process, the conscious awareness, that process by which this unconscious becomes conscious, so it does not continue to operate us as an internal programming inside of us and not aware of it. And it influences our state of being. So by becoming conscious of it and bringing it to the forefront, it's not like we're getting rid of it. We won't. But actually, we put it here, we name it, and then we cancel the negative charge from it so it does not get hold of, it does not control us anymore.
Yes.
We control it. It is there. And through this process, we learn, as you say it so well, because I've listened to some of your interviews before, happens in our experience because we really need to learn from that experience. So these become gifts in our life that from these gifts, we learn and we grow and we connect.
Yes.
So in reality, all of us have this conscious awareness because we are the extension of the source. We are the extension of the higher consciousness.
Indeed.
We are whatever is inside and in the hologram, whatever this piece is,
yes,
has the whole in it.
Yes.
But what happens since we are young, we become conditioned and we fill that space within with so much junk. So we stop identifying with that source, with higher consciousness. Instead, we start identifying with a structure that our identity takes, our ego takes to express itself in the world. So we start identifying with our emotions, we start identifying with our negative beliefs, we start identifying with the patterns of behaviors or the things in our life, and we stop identifying with that source.
Wow.
So there will be more space between us and the source, more junk, and
yes,
we identify more with our ego. That's the structure.
Yes.
So for me, instead of saying, okay, let's go and talk about the ego, I construct the emotional logo and the identity signature so the elements of which become very apparent to us whenever they surface.
Yes. You said that beautifully, by the way. I was just like, I was taking that in and I was applying it to my own life, and I'm sure the listeners were doing the same. And Micheline, you just painted a beautiful understanding for myself and for everyone of really the process of how we lose touch with that wholeness. I mean, we are born completely connected to that you say, and something that you just said, which resonated so deeply with me, which I love so much, is you said, in the hologram, right? In the hologram individual, there is the whole. So there is still in my expression, even though I am just, you know, one expression of the whole, I still contain the entire universe in me. And each and every single person and every vibrating molecule potentially contains an entire, it's not like it holds, it's basically there is the potential for anything and everything always, anytime, anywhere. Always.
Beautifully said.
Well,
I love how you explained it.
I took it from you. You said it so beautifully. You're the linguist master over here. You're the one that's dropping all the positive vibrations. I just seriously love everything about you, Micheline. I love everything that you stand for. Listeners, I want to let you guys know where to pick up the Dolphin Dance. I mean, this is very, very important that you guys check out the Dolphin's Dance. Discover your true self through a discover your true self through a powerful 5-step journey into conscious awareness. This is super, super powerful stuff. Excuse me. I want you guys to check out right now, if you're in front of the computer, pull it up on a separate tab while you're listening to us. That's michelinenader.com. MicheleineNader.com. You can check out the Dolphin's Dance right there. Also, make sure you can Google search, even if you just want to Google search, The Dolphin's Dance. Discover your true self through a powerful 5-step journey. You know, I even went and took it upon myself to just Google search The Dolphin's Dance 5-step journey, and it'll go ahead, come right up. It's one of the very first links that comes up. So what you guys got to do is you need to make sure to pick this book up. It is, I mean, for it's $14.95, and for what it costs versus the information that it gives you, it is invaluable. I mean, there is no price that you can put on the information that you get from this book, The Dolphin's Dance, A Journey of Self-Discovery. Discover yourself through a powerful five-step journey into conscious awareness. Seriously, this is something that if you are looking, and this is listeners, this is to everyone, not just women, not just men, not just teenagers, not just, you know, parents, you know, no, not baby boom, everyone. This is to everyone, every single person out there. You got to check out The Dolphin's Dance, Discover Your True Self Through a Powerful Five-Step Journey into Conscious Awareness by Micheline Nader. It will change your life, I promise you. And once you read it and you just want to tell us how impactful of an experience you had with the book, you can go ahead and email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. You can let me know how the book impacted you, and just maybe we'll get you in contact with Micheline, and you could thank her yourself.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I would love to hear from the readers, too. And actually, if they go on my website, they will download the workbook for free once they purchase the book.
Perfect.
And pretty soon the audios will be available also.
Great.
on my website. We're right now in the process of creating them, so I think by next week they will be able to download also the audio exercises if they want to hear, you know, my voice instead of going and doing them by themselves.
Wonderful. Well, that's great. That's also something really to look forward to, because considering our listeners are listeners, they that might be a positive thing for them as well. But I'm sure that there, you know, we've had many shows where there's a workbook involved, and we get great feedback on that. A lot of people like to get involved with that kind of stuff. But hey, if they get to hear your voice and interact, with a recording of you, I think that would be super powerful and impactful as well. Oh, I have more questions than we have time for, but I still definitely want to get to another couple questions before we reach our 150 time limit. But Micheline, I'm reading the book and I hear this concept, a belief matrix, right? Can you expand, can you tell me, and just because I so love this, and I think that this defines really powerfully, it has a really great definition, and it's easy to understand for those that are looking for a way to change their life. What is a belief matrix, and how is it in corresponding with your book? How is it corresponding with The Dolphin's Dance?
So the belief matrix in the book, I've created that construct. It's really the sum of our verdict, our strategy, and our proof of identity. And
yes.
I'll tell you what.
Yes.
It's the body of belief, actually, that manages us, shape our actions and reactions. And so they determine how we live our life. But in The Dolphin's Dance, we are interested in the core belief that we sentenced ourselves to following the painful trauma. So our belief system becomes our main filter for perception. So as human beings, we are constantly forming thoughts that we organize into beliefs. We have around 70,000 thoughts per day. Of these, 95% of these are repetitive thoughts. It's comparison, judgments, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, he's better than me. Those kinds of beliefs. And we find that the root cause of some of our negative beliefs is our verdict, that negative opinion that we sentenced ourselves to following a painful event in our life that I call marker in my book, especially in our childhood.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be really a traumatic event. It could be a painful event, but what we made out of it is really a painful marker.
Right.
So attached to this event also there is a judgment of ourselves that we carry inside of us, like a verdict, without even being aware of. Like, you know, a lot of people know that, okay, I have this verdict inside of myself that is, I'm not lovable enough.
Yes.
Or I'm not good enough.
Indeed.
Like, for me, after my dad's death, and when I lost him, my verdict became,
sorry,
I can't do it on my own.
Yes.
So that became like a negative belief that would come back. And I didn't want the world to know about this negative belief that was inside of me. So
yes,
I created a strategy. Of course, it's unconscious. But nonetheless, I created a strategy to mask it in the world. So I had a whole game plan where I became the superwoman.
Yes.
You give me anything,
wow,
and I could do it, right?
Wow.
So that game plan is our strategy. And the first time we enact that game plan successfully and we become known in our entourage, in our around us, in our society, in our community, for what we stand for, that becomes our proof of identity. So
yes,
I constructed that. It became like our belief matrix. So what happens for people, and why is it important, whenever we're leading life and then all of a sudden we have this thought, I'm not good enough, then this become a portal, okay, a portal of entry to stop and say, okay, this is my verdict,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So, and when I know that this is my verdict and I know this strategy and I connect the dots, here is the first step of awareness, of conscious awareness, because consciously now I am aware of what is happening.
Exactly.
Then
exactly,
I do the continue the process by canceling the polarity and embracing the true self. And here I'm able and I choose to flip it and change it if I want to.
Yes. That's perfect. I love that. I love that so much. I'm so excited. You know, I've read the book and I'm excited to read it again and really apply even more this time of these aspects, you know, of these ways to improve myself and my vibration even more the second time around. I'm so excited to read the book for a second time. I'm telling you, this book is truly an amazing guidebook for anybody and everybody that is looking for a pathway to raise their vibration. This really, really is it. Listeners and friends, lovers, oh goodness, I love each and every single one of you so much with all of my heart. Micheline, I cannot even express my full gratitude and unconditional love that I have in my heart for you and everything that you've done. You're such an amazing person, and I'm so excited for what you have even more to offer to the world. I want to tell all my listeners, make sure to check out The Dolphin's Dance, Discover Your True Self Through a Powerful 5-Step Journey into Conscious Awareness. You can check that out on www.michelinenader.com. That's michelinenader.com. You can also Google search The Dolphin's Dance 5-Step Journey. It'll come right up. Also, guys, make sure you can check out Good Vibe Station. Make sure to follow us here on the Good Vibration Station. Twitter, you can follow us at, that's just Good Vibe Station. Micheline, thank you so much for dedicating your
life. Thank you, Dave. Please continue to do this beautiful work.
We
don't have enough of you.
I cannot thank you enough, and the world couldn't stop me if they tried.
Oh, wonderful.
I love you so much, Micheline, and I cannot
thank you
enough for everything that you've done. You have a beautiful, blessed day, and we're looking forward to the next time that we get to have you here on the Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, Micheline. Bye-bye. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Thank you, Micheline Nader. And we love you guys so much. We'll see you next Sunday. Bye-bye.